I love you, Allah.
Al-Mahdi, as in Sahih Muslim, you find this hadith, he will come out, he will appear in Mecca. He will appear in Mecca. And the scholars will identify him with the descriptions that the Prophet ﷺ placed about him. There are certain features about him. Wide forehead, sharp eyes, big sharp eyes, a thin nose which is slightly hooked on the top, Al-Mahdi. They know his other signs. Some of his other signs are the following, so that no one can think Al-Mahdi is someone else. He has particular signs. They are all authentic narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You'll find them in Sahih Bukhari, in Sahih Muslim, and other Sihah, the authenticated hadiths. A lot of the scholars agree that the first of the major signs will be the Mahdi. Who is Al-Mahdi? Al-Mahdi, literally in Arabic, Al-Mahdi means in English, the awaited one and the anointed one. So the chosen awaited one. His name is Muhammad. You'll find this hadith in Sahih Muslim. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, his name is like my name and his father's name is like my father's name. So his name is Muhammad, the son of Abdullah. And he resembles the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not in his physical form, but in his character. He resembles the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his character. Allah said about the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You, O Muhammad, are on an amazing character. This is Allah witnessing to this. So his character is perfect. This man, Al-Mahdi, will resemble the character of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he said, he will rule and lead the Muslims until he transforms the world. يَمْلَأُهَا عَدْلًا كَمَا مُلِئَ الظُّلْمًا وَجُورًا. He will fill it with justice and peace as it was filled with injustice and tyranny. So how many years did it take for the world to be in this terror and tyranny now? Al-Mahdi, in only a little while, in a short span of time, by the help of Allah, with his knowledge and with his ability, will change this state of the whole world from injustice to justice, from tyranny to peace, just as it was filled the other way. So the balances will be returned with the coming of the Mahdi, alayhi salam. And the Mahdi, some scholars say he's born now, and others they say not yet. We don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows this. But as I said before, the minor signs make it a possibility that he probably is right now here. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We can't. The thing about the signs of the last hour is that we can never pinpoint them or describe them or give it a time or a time span exact, or to say, you know, this is when it's going to happen or whatever. So we can't do that and pinpoint it. We can only speak in general. There will be a group of Arabs from within the Jazeera al-Arabiya, from within the Arabian Peninsula, somewhere near Mecca. They will hear about the Mahdi and they will not agree with him. They'll say he is not the real one. And they will come from an eastern direction of Mecca. They'll come in with an army to fight al-Mahdi. So the first people al-Mahdi will fight are Arabs who are under the banner of Islam, but they've gone wrong. As they are approaching, a group of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the earth swallow them. They all die. And a group of them fight him, and Al-Mahdi destroys them all. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he will fight offsprings of two khalifas. And we've had many khalifas in the past. We've had the Ottoman Empire, we've had the Abbasi, the Fatimi, we've had the Umawi Khilafah, we have many different. And when he says the offsprings, meaning of them. Allahu alam which ones exactly. But the first ones are Arabs. And Allahu alam, they could be of the Abbasi or the Umawi ones. And he said he will wipe them off. So the first are the Arabs. And the companions asked, O Messenger of Allah, what if among those Muslims who fight him are proper Muslims and they die within that battle like that? What's going to happen to them? Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, every one of them will be gathered on the Day of Judgment on the intentions they died for. On the intentions they died for. Even if they were the wrong army. That's one of the first major signs of Al-Mahdi.